Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Allen and Mahomes, to me, are on their own stratosphere, where those two guys could play with all of us and win 12 games. They make throws that most people would just be taught don't ever even attempt that, but they do it, and they do it all the time. I understand the Bills fan who sits there and says, hey, I want a number one receiver. I want a Stephon Diggs in his prime without the drama type of guy. Great, I get that. The Bills can win the Super Bowl with Khalil Shakir as a number one receiver. I watched the Chiefs win a Super Bowl with Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore.
I guess. Show me. Show us, Bills. Matt Verderam, yesterday on our show here on WGR, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. He made a point yesterday that I wanted to get back to but never did. I didn't realize this. We were talking about the AFC and the Ravens. He mentioned how hard their road schedule was. And all right, so I went and looked at it. He's not wrong. I mean, the division games, of course, mm-hmm. but... also, at Buffalo, Miami, Kansas City, Minnesota, and Green Bay. So AFC North draws the NFC North this year, and you're playing the other first-place teams. And I guess they'll play the AFC East. They have Houston at home
right.
and Kansas City away, the opposite of what the Bills have.
But they get that whole division, so they'll also have the Bears and the Lions at home. That's not right. the road schedule, but obviously the Lions are on a par with any of the teams mentioned here, mostly, as far as difficulty goes, but you don't have to go there, at least.
Do you think they'll be as good?
Baltimore?
Detroit. Without their coordinator? Both of them, actually. They both left. Yeah. I'm a little lukewarm
yeah.
about that.
I
knew a lukewarm.
I don't know that I'm ready to like make a bet on their win total or anything, but I think I would want to remain bullish on them. Although it's always tricky, like Goff, having the guy that has the right touch to run an offense with Goff, should we be past that now because he's proven he could do it somewhere else other than with McVay holding his hand? I mean, he really has turned his career on its ear. It seemed like he was on his way out of the league when he got traded there. They're just going to bide their time and pick a new guy. And, like, he was a legitimate MVP candidate. Maybe that is the biggest cause for alarm. I mean, that's directly to the play-calling point you just made, the coordinator point. I'm not sure he's, like, a universal...
He's not a sure thing.
He's not, right. Like, I think he might need the right guy to unlock him. And
he's got to be so sick of hearing that.
I know, right? But it's a new thing that we haven't seen, right? Has this guy been there the whole time he was in Detroit?
I don't know. Maybe.
I know Campbell was. He really came to prominence, I know, like in the last couple of years here and finally, you know, went on his way to Chicago. If I had any hesitation, it would be that. And that might not even be fair to Goff at this point, because maybe he's done enough that you should be past that, but I would still worry.
He's been around a long time, but is still only 30, Jared Goff. I always think of him as being older than that. I guess he's sort of destined for an entire career of, you know, being doubted. Maybe if he wins a championship, that would go away. But I think it's still prevalent. NFC North, Detroit, defending champs. Green Bay and Minnesota, both playoff teams. Chicago with Ben Johnson and, a pretty loaded-looking skill position group. Caleb Williams was not good as a rookie, but everybody is at least pretty formidable over there. I was excited about Green Bay last year. Minnesota will be interesting without Darnold now and with J.J. McCarthy starting. Will that hold up? I think they won 14 games. So... They don't need to win that many games to be good.
Not to jump around, the Bears added they got the tight end, the Michigan tight end, right?
Yes.
Not the Penn State one. They chose Loveland ahead of Warren.
Yes, they did.
Right.
Paid 5-1.
Right.
Colston Loveland. You know, the conversation with Matt yesterday too, he was very positive about the Bills. And you know, why would you not be? Win totals there. Remember, for years we would look at the win total as a, not a bad sign, but sort of like a realistic reflection of what, you know, not just fans thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then that went the other way, and we would do the same thing. Like, don't worry about it. And right now is also, don't worry about it. 11.5 wins, easy division favorite. That's the thing about all the back and forth about the draft and receivers. Like, they still should be fine. They still should be a team that wins a lot of games, wins the division again, and then it'll be about, well, how healthy are you, and can you make the plays in the end? I don't know, though. Like, for as much even intense conversation there was after the draft that Brandon Bean kind of brought on himself, what scares you?
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know, like, what scares you about them? What would be the thing? Maybe their defensive front, all touched up and younger, with Bosa as well, and other veterans. I mean, they did everything there. Maybe they'll be dominant.
Yeah, it's easy to kind of ding them, and not wrong necessarily to ding them for the guys that are going to be suspended, but they'll come back after 6 weeks, and I'm still very, you know, I was very excited about Hoyt, and then a few days later we found out about the suspension looming, and it was, sort of took some of the wind out of it, but they did a lot up there to that defense, especially up there. They've completely overhauled that defense. Daquan Jones is still there. I thought he might even be someone who could be on his way out. But they've added a bunch of dudes. So yeah, if enough of that goes right, but I don't know what really worked. I don't have even the receiver that a big part of the thing to me, that all this, you know, that this all encompassing wide receiver debate that got so much gasoline out of Brandon Bean. I was not prepared to walk in here on Monday afternoon after the draft. Really, I would have liked to draft a receiver sooner than that, and that would have been like the end of it. I doubt it would have been the end of it, but it was not like an agenda or some like I'm bloated for bear. You haven't done the thing I wanted you to do. I said it right away. I like the first four picks especially. So like I didn't. Would I have liked a receiver instead of one of those guys? Sure, but I like the guys, and. if two of those guys hit to some extent, that might be enough to change the fortunes of your defense. You know, you get an edge rusher who can get you 6 sacks or 8 sacks in part-time play. That would be incredible. And certainly you're hoping for more than that out of Hairston. I think you're hoping for him to be a full-time starting player for you. So, you know, you've got shots at getting better. And then you, I'm not even mentioning Bosa or Hoyt or Ogunjobi. Again, two of those three, the last two, will miss 6 games. But I'm not really worried about anything.
That's what makes me nervous.
To be honest with you about them.
Yeah, what would it be? Roland is with us. Hi, Roland.
Hi, guys. Good question. And I thought, if we fritter away a couple of games early and then another few more, we end up one game short of having home field advantage all the way throughout. That's something we haven't had, and maybe that's what we need to win that last game to go to the Super Bowl. We haven't had it. And to get there, you know, you can't lose games you need to win.
I think about last year for this and just can't bring myself to think they could have done really any better.
Yeah, the two games early that they lost, sure, they were back-to-back, and you would have liked to at least split there, but there's no shame in losing to either one of those teams on the road.
The Houston game was not good. 9-for-30.
Yeah.
And they end up squandering possession late in the fourth quarter. Houston gets the ball and just kicks a field goal. They beat Detroit. The Ram game was kind of wild. I don't know. It was not a year where I feel like they were a team that should have been better. You know, like what you had, is this just settling? Is this stopping short? What you had is Kansas City just had a perfect,
just so out in front,
lucky year. And they're good enough to win games, but they were just charmed. And the Bills go and win 13-3 going to New England in week 18, a game they probably win if they want to. And it just wasn't enough to touch the Chiefs. So, yeah, you go on the road instead. What does it do to this that Buffalo lost at home the 2 years prior in the playoffs? Does that maybe, wouldn't that slow you down a little bit?
I think if you're being totally honest and objective about it, you'd have to admit that it slows you down some.
I remember Mahomes in the locker room after they won here, screaming to his teammates, "They wanted this, you know that they yeah. we did, they did,
yeah,
they,
we did."
It was sure get them at home and see what happens, yeah. And you saw what happened. So yeah.
I still would want it. I'd rather play here than there, but it's, you know, I know it has. You know, they've lost, you know, 2 years in a row at home. No, that last year they ended up the 2 years prior. Anyway, yeah, it's. But I still would want the week off more than the home field. Like that has always been the prize to me.
Well, you can aspire to it. Like just really, they look like a team that will be that should be or could be in that conversation, and maybe Kansas City isn't for some reason. Maybe this is the year where you get that, you reach that goal. It does seem like a big deal. Thanks, Roland. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WGR.